Well, you know, as you were talking, Greg, I just had a kind of a hiccup of an idea, and I think you kind of already are alluding to this. In the call the other night that we were on, I began to see that there's a need for guiding people out of the institutional church. Like that gal was almost on an unconscious level asking for somebody to give some guidance, some steps, some common felt processes. If we were to focus on something, that would probably be my choice, is to kind of focus a series of talks on the steps of leaving the institutional church.
I've been living that for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I don't need much of a script, you know, to talk about my experience and other people's experiences around me and where God's led me through that whole thing. So,
right.
You know, a lot of that can, and as I'm sure you can, because that's close to your heart, it just kind of rattles off. There's many folks still there that I'm still in touch with, and they're still struggling with, I'm afraid to leave. You know, what about all these people I'm going to lose connection with? All these different kinds of questions.
You know, and I could see really you and I kind of brainstorming about seven steps, you know, or stages that we've kind of experienced in leaving the institutional church and doing a bunch of talks around that.
You have a 6 or 8 CD pack and a book to go with it that offers people some insight into that journey that maybe they haven't gotten other places.
You're going to talk about finding calling and purpose. I'm going to be talking about kind of getting out of religious thinking and back to relationship and how we're kind of dovetailing those toward helping people find some freedom.
It feels to me like something God is steering for sure, or we wouldn't be pursuing it. And it's kind of one of those things that seems to be important.
Exactly.
I'm excited. If nothing else, you know, I'm looking forward to chatting with you and what I'm going to learn out of it. So.
Yeah, I am too.